Can God change your life in the next 30 minutes? I believe you're watching right now because God has something special for you. Join me for Jewish Voice and you'll discover how Bible prophecy is coming to pass before our very eyes and why you need to stand with Israel. You can play a role in God's end time plan. Find out how on Jewish Voice. Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice, and thank you for joining me today. I'm Jonathan Burness. Now, you might be aware that there are 193 nations in the world. Some are large, like the United States, China, Russia. They have populations of hundreds of millions or billions. But then there's tiny Israel, a tiny sliver of land with a population of just over 9 million people. So how is it that Israel is constantly in the news and at the forefront of issue after issue after issue? Today we're going to talk about this little tiny land and why there's so much conflict. Ezra, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Jonathan.
It's such an interesting question. My whole life, this tiny land the size of Rhode Island or New Jersey,
yeah,
with a population of, when I was younger, about half of that, about 5
right.
million,
right,
has been at the center of controversy since the formation of the modern state of Israel in 1948. And every president I know,
that's right,
has made that sort of their mantelpiece to try to solve this crisis.
Yeah, I remember as a kid watching, you know, Clinton and Arafat go at it, trying to broker peace in the Middle East. And it seems to be this elusive thing that nobody, no matter their national leadership role or worldwide power, can seem to kind of crack the code on peace in the Middle East. Jonathan, in the natural, it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
So it leads me to believe there must be some spiritual things going on.
It here. Has to be spiritual because there's no military value,
yeah,
to the land. Strategically, it's not a major center of resources like oil.
Right.
It's not Saudi Arabia or,
right,
or Kuwait. It has to be spiritual, and in fact, I'm convinced it is spiritual.
Okay.
And I think we see that in the scriptures.
We do. Where do we see it first? Because some at home may be asking, okay, I've heard this idea that Israel, the land of Israel, is the promised land. And what do we mean by that? The land promised to the Jewish people. Where do we find that, though? It's not just an idea. It's a biblical principle, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It goes back to Genesis 12, and we're going to put this up so you can see this. This is God calling Abram,
mm-hmm,
who's unknown to us at this time, but God has come to him at some,
yeah,
time in the past and has commissioned him to leave everything behind. And I'm reading from the Tree of Life, kind of our house scriptures here. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "Then Adonai," mm-hmm, "or the Lord, said to Abram," he hasn't had his name change yet to,
right,
"Abraham, get going from your land," this is Ur of the Chaldees, "and from your relatives, from your father's house, to the land that I will show you." Now, let me keep reading on, and then I'll make a couple comments. "My heart's desire is to make you into a great nation, to bless you, to make your name great, so that you may be a blessing." And then he says this, God says this to Abram, "I will bless those who bless you, but whoever curses you, I will curse.
Mm-hmm.
In you, all the families of the earth will be blessed." So there's a few things in here, Ezra. There's a promise of a people, the children of Abraham.
Right.
There's a promise of a land. You'll go to a land that I will show you.
Mm-hmm.
So a people, the people that later become known as the people of Israel, the children of Abraham, the land that's given to Abraham and his descendants, and then the promise of blessing. Through you, through your descendants, every family on earth will be blessed. There's the spiritual, mm-hmm, promise, mm-hmm, that Abram would be father of blessing,
mm-hmm,
to the nations of the world.
Okay.
And that, of course, has come to pass. And the reality is that the reason that Israel is so disputed, both the land and the people, the attacks against the people of Israel, the Jewish people, the,
right,
Israelites,
mm-hmm,
and the land of Israel, is because they're connected to a promise of God to bring blessing, and that blessing is redemption.
Okay. Now, here we see God's called Abram out, and we understand who, you know, Abram, who would become Abraham, and his descendants, Isaac and Jacob, and the people, the 12 tribes of Israel, called them out to be a blessing, but he's also promising a land, almost as a reward for Abram's faith to leave his family and his own land and go to a place God would show him.
That's the journey that Abram's taken on, to go to a land that God has promised him.
Right, but is it just sort of where he ended up, like he finished a journey and said, I think I'll stop here? Or are there actually God-ordained boundaries and borders of the land that God was promising Abram?
No, there's very specific boundaries, and Abram is led by the Lord daily. We're told that daily he's asking God to show him which way he's to go. Now, let me turn us now to Genesis chapter 15, beginning in verse 18. 15, verse 18, after he's had this vision, which I really encourage you to go back and everyone to go back and read, where a covenant is cut and Abram sees the future of his descendants. And verse 18, he says, on that day, Adonai, the Lord, cut a covenant with Abram, saying, I give this land to your seed. And look at the boundaries. From the river of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates. I'm just going to stop there instead of going into all of the different tribes of that day, but they're very specific landmarks.
Correct.
North and south. I give this land to your seed from the river of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates River. Now, one more scripture I want to read, and then we're going to look at a couple maps and talk about it, Ezra. And that's going over to Genesis 17 now, in verse 8. 17, verse 8. Let's put that on the screen. It says, I will give you, God speaking again to Abram, I will give to you and your seed after you the land where you are an outsider, the whole land of Canaan or Canaan, as an everlasting possession. I will be your God. 2 points. The land is specifically, the boundaries are specifically laid out in Genesis 15, as we read, and in other places, in Numbers, for example. And God makes the statement, you and your offspring will inherit this as an everlasting possession.
That's right.
This isn't about a UN vote. This isn't about any decree of man. This is a land grant given by the God of creation.
That's right. And when God, pay close attention at home, not just here, but as you're reading the scriptures, Old Testament, New Testament, when God says forever, Jonathan, he means forever. And this is one of those forevers. I'm going to give the descendants of Abraham and his seed, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the Jewish people, the people of Israel, this land forever, an everlasting inheritance.
Ezra, this is so important. I think we need to pause on this point, that God himself gave the land with boundaries, with very specific boundaries, and a very specific lineage to Abraham and his offspring. So it's Abraham, and he declares Abram, later Abraham, through Isaac and Jacob, not Ishmael. The land promises very specifically Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and then the children of Jacob, which become known as the 12 tribes of Israel. So you have the people, the tribes, and the land. Why are they all called Israel? Because it's part of one promise.
That's right.
A promise of a people with a land. Now we have a 2,000-year period where they were outside of that land. And it's a miracle that they survived only by the grace of God. But the people of Israel were tied to that land even as they wandered. They wandered with the promise, I will bring you back.
Amen.
So Israel is both the land and the people. The people have been scattered, but the people have always been brought back. The promise to Abraham through Isaac and Jacob, then it's a promise that's eternal. What does eternal mean?
Yeah, it's forever.
Forever. Okay, so it's not, it's not conditional on whether the Jewish people, whether the children of Israel are obedient or not. What is conditional is whether they have peace in the land, right?
Right.
But the land is unilaterally given by God and not conditional on their own behavior.
That's absolutely right.
And this is huge.
So it's not an issue that can or should be debated and decided in the UN, on the United Nations floor in Manhattan.
That's right. And many point to the UN, even Israelis, by the way.
Sure.
Will point to, even before that, to a declaration that came from the British under Lord Balfour in 1917, when England won World War I and was overseeing that land. They administrated that land. And he said, we look favorably, the Kingdom of Britain looks favorably, England looks favorably on a Jewish homeland being established. Mm-hmm. Now, that was an official document, but not the basis for ownership of the land.
That's right.
Then the UN, 1947, a vote 33-13, establishing the State of Israel, still not the land grant.
Right.
Okay? Or Sykes-Picot. There's all kinds of different
sure,
things that
but
are
but the basis
to.
For ownership is right here. It's on your table, and it's in my hand. It's a biblical
promise.
If you
believe this book, Israel has the right to the land. It's eternal, and there's very specific boundaries, which we'll look at in the next segment. You may be looking for a way to make your charitable giving really count. Through our outreaches, we're making a real difference in the lives of Jewish people and their neighbors in some of the most difficult, remote places on earth. I want to ask you to consider what you can do today to provide medical care, clean water, and most importantly, the good news of the gospel. Please watch this short message to learn how you can get involved.
As you make the important decision today in supporting Jewish Voice Outreaches, both in Israel and around the world, we want to thank you by sending you A Rabbi Looks at Israel on this amazing DVD. Jonathan takes you on a tour through the actual sites in Israel where prophetic events will take place in the last days. You will also receive this handsome piece of wall art declaring the words of Psalm 122:6, a bold reminder in your home of your love for Israel. Call or go online now to receive both of these resources as you support Jewish Voice Ministries with a one-time gift today of $40 or more. Jonathan is encouraging you to join him as a new monthly Shalom partner. As you make an ongoing commitment with a gift of just $30 today, you'll also receive this amazing book, Israel Rising by Doug Hershey. It's a photojournalistic masterpiece filled with over 200 pages of stunning photographs. Make sure to request the Land of Israel package as you support Jewish Voice with an ongoing gift of $30 a month. Please respond now by calling the 800 number on the screen and letting our representative know what level of giving you would like to participate in. If you prefer, you can always choose to give securely online at jewishvoice.tv, or you can simply text JVMI to 474747. Thank you for your generous support of Jewish Voice. Now, let's rejoin Jonathan and Ezra.
I want to take a moment to say thank you to all of you who support Jewish Voice. We honestly could not do this work without you. You are making a real difference in the lives of so many. I'm talking about Jewish people and their neighbors. So thank you again for your generous giving, and especially for those of you who have joined as monthly Shalom partners. Your ongoing support of this ministry is so greatly valued. Amen to that, Ezra.
Amen.
So grateful for our partners. Anyway, we're going to get back into this important topic, the land of Israel.
That's right. And, you know, Jonathan, when people think of a map of Israel, they're thinking probably of one of two maps, right? Of the modern state of Israel that either has a giant chunk cut out of it, we're going to talk about that in a few minutes, known as the West Bank, we'll explain what that means, or that doesn't take that chunk out and that really is the whole land of Israel as it exists today. But what we see in the scriptures, and we can look at that first map, is that the promised land, the land promised to Abram, who becomes Abraham, was actually far greater than the land currently held by the modern state of Israel.
Yeah, I just looked at this again recently, and it really shocked me. This is such a huge area of land. Look at this. This is the land that's promised to Abram.
Right.
Initially, it goes all the way up to the Euphrates River, down all the way to the Nile, and look how far east it goes.
Right.
It includes Jordan. It includes Lebanon. It includes most of Turkey. It includes Iraq.
Right.
I think it goes, Ezra, all the way to Kuwait,
all the way to modern-day Kuwait and the tip of the Persian Gulf and then into southern Egypt. And, Jonathan, our audience may be saying, one, I've never seen a map like this in my life. Two, how on earth did you come up with it? Well, we didn't. Again, Genesis 15, verse 18, look there. It talks about from the Nile, it says, to the great river, which we understand historically is the river Euphrates. And then it names all these ancient kingdoms or people groups, as you said, Jonathan, before, that God was, in essence, turning over their land to Abram because of his faith. And if you look at where those people groups lived, here it is outlined in red.
What I'm thinking about as I'm looking at this, Ezra, is two things. One, think of all the oil that is. Israel would be so rich.
Right.
But also look at the little sliver, the gray sliver that's identified as Israel.
Right.
Look how tiny that is in the midst of all of this land promised to Abram. And yet this little sliver of land, the size of Rhode Island or New Jersey, is still too much.
Right.
Too much land.
Too much for the world to handle.
For the surrounding nations.
Too much for the Arab nations.
Arab nations, right.
Most
okay.
of them are hostile to allow.
This has never been a reality,
right.
Ezra, right? This has never been a reality, but it's promised in the Word of God.
Right.
And then why don't we go to the second map, talk about this. This is the next map.
So fast forward a few hundred years, the children of Israel, you know, the sons of Jacob, go to Egypt. We know the story. Read the book of Exodus. The children of Israel become enslaved in hard bondage slavery in Egypt. They're delivered miraculously by the hand of the Lord and by signs and wonders. Moses leads the people out into the wilderness on what becomes a 40-year trek toward what we know as the promised land, right? The land that God would give and cause the children of Israel to inherit. And we know Moses isn't allowed to, but Joshua is because of his faithfulness as one of the faithful spies. And the Lord is very clear in Numbers chapter 34, Jonathan, the Lord's very clear about the tribes of Israel from hundreds of years before, the sons of Jacob, the tribes of Israel inheriting some very specific lands. And outlined here in green and gray are the Numbers chapter 34 boundaries of the land that God promised that Joshua and the children of Israel would inherit.
And of course, we recognize Sea of Galilee.
Right.
We recognize the Dead Sea.
Right.
Which is, that's the breakoff point. We see Jordan would be to the right. What catches my attention, Ezra, is just how far north this goes.
Exactly.
And how far east this goes, way beyond the current boundaries.
Sure. Into Jordan, into part of modern-day Syria. And interestingly, the entirety of the modern-day nation of Lebanon is included in the land that God promised that the 12 tribes of Israel would inherit. It's right.
Yeah, Tyre and Sidon. So again, this is the land of conquest.
Right.
When the children of Israel under Joshua came into the promised land after wandering in the desert for 40 years,
sure.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay. Again, much bigger than the current reality.
Right. Interestingly, some of our maybe more astute, you know, more well-versed historians are looking at this map and saying, wait a minute, the southern tip of modern-day Israel, which isn't on the map here, called Eilat, on the coast of the Red Sea, is not included. That's actually correct, that a portion of the southern Negev and a portion of what's modern-day Israel isn't in that tribal inheritance. And this map, interestingly, Jonathan, Ezekiel was looking into the days when the Messiah would rule and reign on earth, and the 12 tribes would be restored to the land of Israel, and he saw some boundaries, and the boundaries that God showed Moses are almost identical to the boundaries that God showed Ezekiel for a day yet to come.
I just think it's interesting that you see the promise given to Abram,
right,
much larger, scaled back now in the time of Moses. And now look, let's turn to the third and final one. Here's the reality. This little sliver of land that we saw, that gray area in the first map, is Israel today.
Right.
And I want to just draw your attention to the one on the left because you see two colors, right?
Right.
You see the yellow and then you see the orangish color. That delineates what is known today or called the West Bank. Some refer to it as the occupied territory.
Right.
It is occupied correctly by the people that the land was given to. Okay, so this is the area that is in dispute. Gaza has been given over to the Palestinians, which, by the way, deals with the issue of people that are saying land for peace, land for peace.
Sure.
If you just give up land, there'll be peace. Well, Gaza was given to the Palestinians and now is a staging ground for daily missile attacks. All of the area in Israel near Gaza is unsafe because they're launching weapons. That's not peace.
Right.
They gave the land away under Ariel Sharon. There is no peace. Another thing that I want to mention quickly, Ezra, is the call to go back to a pre-1967 boundary, which is giving the orange back to, well, it belonged to Jordan. It was occupied by Jordan. That was when it was occupied. It's indefensible. Look at the Mediterranean Sea and look at the orange in the narrowest places. That's between 9 and 11 miles.
Right. So this idea of pre-1967 borders renders the modern state of Israel in the end no wider than the island of Manhattan.
Yeah. Tiny sliver of land. It's still too much because it's the Jewish state. It's a little island of democracy in the midst of a Muslim world that wants to push the inhabitants of that little sliver of land into the Mediterranean Sea. And that's the truth that you're not going to hear on mainstream media.
But you're hearing it here today. Why? Because we're trying to talk politics? No. Jonathan, we're interested in our audience at home understanding biblical truth. The scriptures are clear. There's coming a day when all the nations of the world will be gathered together against Jerusalem, and we want you to stand on the scriptural, eternal promises of God today.
That's right.
So you can keep standing when it becomes ever more difficult to do that.
Friends, this is important to God. It needs to be important to you. It
right.
may not be now, but study the scriptures, pray, and ask God to open your eyes, and you will see it. We need to take a short break so we can share some information about the resources that we're making available this week and the amazing opportunities for you to help Jewish people in need. Please consider joining us as a Shalom partner today. Your monthly support will make all the difference for those who are suffering. Stay with us after this short message. Ezra and I want to come into agreement with you in prayer for your needs. And I know there's many, but God answers prayer. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
As you make the important decision today in supporting Jewish Voice Outreaches, both in Israel and around the world, we want to thank you by sending you A Rabbi Looks at Israel on this amazing DVD. Jonathan takes you on a tour through the actual sites in Israel where prophetic events will take place in the last days. You will also receive this handsome piece of wall art declaring the words of Psalm 122:6, a bold reminder in your home of your love for Israel. Call or go online now to receive both of these resources as you support Jewish Voice Ministries with a one-time gift today of $40 or more. Jonathan is encouraging you to join him as a new monthly Shalom partner. As you make an ongoing commitment with a gift of just $30 today, you'll also receive this amazing book, Israel Rising, by Doug Hershey. It's a photojournalistic masterpiece filled with over 200 pages of stunning photographs. Make sure to request the Land of Israel package as you support Jewish Voice with an ongoing gift of $30 a month. Please respond now by calling the 800 number on the screen and letting our representative know what level of giving you would like to participate in. If you prefer, you can always choose to give securely online at jewishvoice.tv, or you can simply text JVMI to 474747. Thank you for your generous support of Jewish Voice. Now, let's rejoin Jonathan and Ezra.
Many of us need prayer, very serious prayer. Here's the good news. God answers prayer. He never slumbers, he never sleeps, and he cares about you. He loves you, and he loves your family. Ezra, if you'll join together,
sure.
And if you'll just extend your faith with me, Lord, we thank you that you are a miracle-working God, that even when everything seems to be coming undone, fraying, there's confusion, there's uncertainty, that with your kingdom, there is certainty. There is no confusion. Amen. We thank you for the peace of God that passes all understanding. Let it flow into people's lives right now. Lord, we thank you for healing. We thank you for divine provision. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for meeting every need. Lord, let faith abound. Let it abound. Lord, thank you that we have been called to fight the good fight of faith, and I declare over you, you are a winner. You are a winner. You're more than victorious through him who loves you and gave himself for you. I speak salvation and protection for your family in Jesus' name, in the name of Yeshua. Amen and amen. If you'd like more information about our ministry, you can log on to our website. It's jewishvoice.tv, one word, jewishvoice.tv, and you can send us your prayer request right on the website. We have a team that's committed to praying for you by name. We believe in the power of prayer, and we care about you. As we close our program, I want to remind you, as I always do, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The Bible says they will prosper who love thee. Until next time, this is Jonathan Burness and Ezra Benjamin saying shalom and God bless you. Listen to this now. 6 out of 10 Americans today don't currently have a will or trust, and another 30 to 35% are either poorly written or outdated. Now, if this describes your situation, then your family, children, and your assets are vulnerable to someone else making decisions for you. Because of your financial support to our ministry, we're able to provide you with independent, professional advice to help you develop a will or trust at no cost to you. Go to jvmi.org/trust. Again, jvmi.org/trust to learn more.